Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and his new Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, are sharpening their attacks as they make their case directly to voters. But as Lisa Desjardins reports, some of Mr. Trump's comments on the campaign trail today are drawing new criticism.
In Chicago, a first for former President Trump.
I love the black population of this country.
The Republican sat down for an interview at the National Association of Black Journalists convention, and it quickly turned combative with ABC's Rachel Scott.
I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question.
She asked Trump about other Republicans who called Vice President Kamala Harris a DEI or diversity pick. Trump didn't answer directly, but instead said,
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
Harris has never shied away from her black and South Asian heritage. She attended Howard University, one of the nation's leading historically black colleges. Trump was later asked about remarks from his vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, who in 2021 blasted some single women as childless cat ladies and suggested Americans with children should get more votes. Trump explained it this way.
My interpretation is he's strongly family oriented, but that doesn't mean if you don't have a family, there's something wrong with it.
Later, the topic was January 6th, and given the assaults, some of them brutal, on 140 police officers that day, Trump was asked if he still would pardon those responsible.
If they're innocent, I would pardon them.
They've been convicted.
And by the way, the Supreme Court just under... Well, they were convicted by a very tough system.
An aide with the Harris campaign wrote on social media that the appearance was, quote, an absolute disaster. The interview had already been controversial with journalists in the association, given Trump's attacks on the press and with black reporters in the past. Karen Attia, a Washington Post columnist, stepped down as co-chair of the NABJ convention in part over this, posting on X that she was not informed of the decision to interview Trump. Vice President Harris isn't expected at the journalist convention, but is in talks to speak to NABJ members in September. But at a rally in Atlanta last night, she called out Trump by name after he backed away from a scheduled debate.
As the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face.
The Harris rally had plenty of star power, including a performance from rapper Megan Thee Stallion. Harris took aim at Trump and the conservative Project 2025.
Just look at his Project 2025 agenda. I take it you've seen it.
This after the head of Project 2025, working with the Conservative Heritage Foundation, stepped down yesterday amid criticism and calls from the Trump campaign for it to end. Heritage says the work started by Project 2025 and the dozens of former Trump administration officials who shaped it will continue. But in Atlanta, Harris deployed another rhetorical weapon, a new adjective hurled at the Trump campaign more and more in recent days.
And by the way, don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird?
Across the country in Nevada last night, Trump's VP candidate Vance tried out a counter response.
We don't want a wacky San Francisco liberal serving as commander in chief. We don't want Kamala Harris.
As voters think about both campaigns, Harris has virtually sewn up the Democratic nomination. The party announced last night she is the only candidate who qualified to compete for the nomination. That vote will be virtual starting tomorrow and ending Monday. Both parties and campaigns are heating up, with Trump in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, tonight. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.